And welcome back to another episode of Get to Turn. It's me, your boy Eli.
Me, Joe.
So we're just coming back from Evo, and this would be like at least maybe like the second week after Evo. And we know it's a little late, but you know, we needed time to really sit down and think about this thing. But yeah, so we came back from Evo. We went to Evo this year.
Yeah, in case if you don't know what Evo is, it's the Evolution Championship Series. It's a fighting game tournament that's held in Las Vegas every year. I think like the biggest, like probably the biggest, if not fighting game tournament ever, that runs in the world. You know, you get people from like all over the place, Japan, Korea, Pakistan. Yeah, like, you know, everywhere pretty much. People come all over the world in an open bracket to compete to be the best in whatever fighting game they have there.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, no, it's a fun experience. I mean, at the same time, though, you're in Vegas, and every day is like 100 degrees outside. So,
oh, God.
You know.
I'll say this. I remember hearing the previous, because they were at a new venue last year. It was a little wonky, not the best. But this year, I felt like they did a lot better. We didn't go last year, but everyone was talking about how this year was a lot better than last. And yeah, no, it's something that I feel like if you ever want, like, enjoy fighting games, go check it out. If you're not, I still recommend checking it out, especially if, I'll say this, if you're not fully into fighting games, just wait till Sunday for Top 8 series, or just look up when the Top 8 games are. Top 8 usually means those who are, like, the Top 8 players, because they usually end up being very hype.
Yeah, you know, it's, like I said, it's open bracket, double elimination. Mm-hmm. The Top 8 is usually, like, the last 8 players or so.
Mm-hmm.
That are left to decide, you know, who's the best player in the world, basically. So, yeah, I definitely agree with the sentiment of, like, I mean, heck, even just watching it on Twitch or the YouTube channel, you know, just to get a feel of the land and of, like, okay, this is sort of interesting to watch,
mm-hmm.
like, live on the internet. But obviously, for us, it was a cool experience to be there at, like, on finals day in the arena area,
yeah,
seeing that stuff go down, but that's not exactly
that's not what we're talking about.
This isn't gonna be like a travel vlog thing. We actually got to do some interesting stuff there, and we want to talk about that.
Yeah. So the thing about Evo is that it's such a community run thing, but it's also big enough that even big developers will come in and start talking to them, right? So we're able to go to at least a majority, if not all, the
publisher booths. Yeah.
Yeah, the publisher booths. So you had Capcom, Arc System Works. So those of you who don't know, Capcom, Street Fighter 6, Marvel's Capcom, all that kind of stuff. Arc System Works had some Guilty Gear stuff, but also Marvel took on the new game on the scene.
Yeah. Their new fighting game, Marvel fighting game. Yeah.
Not to be confused with Marvel's Capcom.
No, it's
and we will talk about that.
Yeah. Also, there was, I believe, the developers for the Invincible Versus game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the name exactly. I think it's Skyflight or something.
Yeah.
We had Riot there for 2XKO, their League of Legends fighting game, which will be in beta next month, I believe. September 9th.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were there. Cygames, who handled the Granblue Fantasy versus fighting game, they were there too. I didn't know they were actually showing off their new EX characters there, so I didn't get a chance to try that out. But we'll get to that a little bit later.
Yeah, we'll get to that a little bit later. But basically, Evo is also this kind of fun convention thing where you can kind of go and check stuff out. You not only will you find like cool developer stuff, but also indie developers. We didn't get a chance to go to that, mostly because at that point we're kind of just running around doing whatever we can. Especially we also competed. We obviously didn't make it to finals, but you know, it's the fun of it.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't think we'd be doing the podcast if we had won anything, right?
No.
but anyways. Yeah, that's, I mean, we're just going to talk about the mainly experiences of playing, like, new games, and I think that's always kind of, like, a fun thing to do for the community as well, like, getting to sort of
play, like, these
beta
versions of the new fighting games coming out, and games that are, like, a lay of the land of, like, oh, this seems cool,
yeah,
you know, that
yeah, because we got, not only we get to try out Marvel Tokon, Invincible Versus,
2XKO,
because they introduced Vi.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get a chance to go to Grand Blue, but we did get a chance to play Sagat and Ken, which we won't talk about very much, because...
By the time this episode comes out, those characters are already out, so it's more like you'll know what these characters are like if you're following any of the news outlets for Street Fighter or Fatal Fury. Like, you'll know, and if you're playing the game, you're gonna know what this character.
Like, I'll say that Sagat felt cool. I like Sagat.
Yeah, no, Sagat's my boy. I was very excited when he got announced for the season.
Like, I got leaked about what happened, who was in the new season for this game, and I was like, okay, I shouldn't tell him because he's going to, like, lose his mind.
It's so funny because I remember hearing that there was a leak, and I don't know why. I think I just got false information because I thought... I saw somebody mention Makoto from Street Fighter 3. I'm like, that's cool. Makoto, she's back. People have been wanting to ask, you know, people have been asking about her. That's pretty neat. And only to, you know, get blindsided by Sagat,
Sea Viper,
Alex, and of course Ingrid from the Marvel, Capcom Fighting Jam game, which.
And also that one game of, was it Alpha 3?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That should have been the call sign right there. It's like, Alpha 3? Huh, that's interesting.
But yeah, you know, Sagat,
They also had Capcom Fighting Jam in that in Collection 2.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My god, it was there the whole time.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, no, Sagat, cool, feels good. For me, I don't know if he'll be top tier or not. People are already trying to figure out that mess right now. But, I mean, you know, he feels very Sagat, and I really like it, you know?
Same thing with Ken when it came to, like, on Fatal Fury. They, I was like, whoa, they did their homework.
Yeah, I literally told you when we were playing, like, he feels like he just got straight up just stripped out of Street Fighter 6 and put into Fatal Fury.
He did. And it's so funny because, like, I was thinking about, because, like, they're obviously doing collaboration in Street Fighter, Capcom and SNK, right?
Yeah.
And, like, because... Season 2 was Terry and Mai,
mm-hmm.
and the first season for Fatal Fury is Ken and Chun-Li.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you know, when you play Chun and Mai, and you can attest to this more than I can, because I can only speak for, like, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
Terry felt like, for me, was like, this is Terry, but, like, stripped down.
Because, yeah, messing around with, Mai in both versions of Fatal Fury and Street Fighter 6. I think it's definitely because of just the buttons they have, right?
Yeah.
You got... In Street Fighter, you have a 6-button layout. Fatal Fury has 4 buttons.
Yeah,
right?
So, like, for those of you, it's like light, medium, heavy punch.
Light, medium, heavy kick in Street Fighter, and then light and heavy punches and kicks for Fatal Fury.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, no, it's it is pretty interesting to see that distinction. I think I remember seeing a meme of, like, someone being like, you know, Mai in Street Fighter 6, very powerful. She's sort of considered like a top 5 character almost from a lot of pros. But then you look at her in Fatal Fury and it's like, please give me buffs. I need help you out here, man.
Help me, please. SNK, I love you.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a very funny distinction.
Yeah,
but,
like, the way I say this, like, the control-wise for Terry... feels very different than he would be in Fatal Fury. So that's why I was like, this doesn't feel right. But when you but it's on the other side, Ken feels just like he does in Street Fighter.
And it's so funny, because again, like I said, different number of buttons, so it's like, you don't have that medium button in Fatal Fury, so it's like, it feels weird that, like, that they're able to manage to, like, perfectly transition him into that sort of format. And, of course, people are already talking about, I think, Ken's story mode or arcade mode in the game and being, like, a huge reference at the end for CVS Chaos, which was the SNK versus Capcom fighting game that they made back in the 90s, I believe, or early 2000s. But, you know, it's kind of one of those things of constantly, like, okay, these two companies have been collabing with each other for quite a while now. Are we getting, you know, a CVS SVC 2 or CVS 3, you know? Like, an actual crossover game again with these two companies, and it's kind of like...
Stop teasing me.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Like, stop. I don't want to be teased anymore. Just tell me. I'll take a no. It's all right. I'll be happy. Just knowing that you guys are cool now.
Yeah.
Not saying they were never cool, but, like, it was just one of those things I'm like, man, this is so weird. But, yeah, we didn't get to try Granblue, which I'm sorry. I didn't know that there was a...
To be fair, I didn't know either. I think I learned that until, like, the end of the second day that, that they're like, oh, yeah, we have the EX characters. From what I understand, there's, like, 3 characters that are EX characters now.
Yeah.
Pretty much, it's like they have different movesets from their original version. I don't know if they're going to be tournament viable.
Mm-hmm.
From what I have seen, they do have like some interesting new moves, but I don't think they have enough to consider them like better.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But yeah, that's you know interesting for side games to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, other than that, they announced showed off some of the new characters that are coming out, which is pretty cool. But anyways, I think, I guess, which one of the games did we actually try you want to talk first?
I think we should start with 2XKO.
Yeah, I think that probably makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah, so 2XKO, it's a game that's coming out, the beta's coming out soon. I'll say this, it's a fun game, but I think the word of mouth, I think something about it is now causing it to kind of died down in hype.
Like, lose a bit of word of mouth.
Exactly.
Yeah, because here's the thing. I played League of Legends a fair amount back in the day.
You was a troll.
I was not a troll. I played them with my boys, and that's the only reason why I played it. Because I think I tried playing it solo by myself at one point, and I was very much just like, well, this isn't fun at all. But yeah, no. So, you know, 2XKO, which, I mean, I don't know. The thing about 2XKO is, gameplay-wise, I think it's fine.
No, I think a lot of people agree. It's coming to terms with the system, with the way the controls are. It's very much intended for leverless. So those of you who don't know, leverless are those are without the little, like, stick on the and buttons. It's just being purely buttons. Or even pad, you know, the regular controller stuff. It's kind of more or less designed for that. So, when we went there was no sticks.
Yeah, at the booth, they did not have a station for you to play on an arcade stick. It was all just the PlayStation 5 controllers and the leverless controller, which I gotta say, I did like the leverless controller they were using.
Yeah.
I think it's the one by Razer. I forget the name of it, but it felt nice playing on it, I won't lie.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, I guess that's because the game definitely is designed with that in mind. Because in my brain, I think part of the reason why they have such a focus on that, and especially since the special moves are very much like button in the direction, you know, as I call it sometimes, the Smash style of using special moves, of just press a button in a direction, you get the move out, right? I think it's very much in line of like, okay, the majority of League players are PC players.
Yeah.
They all play on PC. They use keyboards all the time. And that's kind of part of, like, the original design plan for, I think, of leverless controllers. Because, in a way, they are kind of just, like keyboards, but with, like, fighting game buttons, you know? So I think that's sort of the reason why why it feels that way. It's designed to be that way. Because it's like, okay, a majority of our players are fans of League of Legends, and that game is only played on PC. There is no console port for that at all, you know. So, best way to have that group of players that are interested in playing this new League game, have them play on a system, you know, play on the keyboard, you know, make it make sense for them and stuff, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think the new character that was there was Vi?
Yeah.
Vi or V? Listen,
you didn't watch Arcane.
I did not watch Arcane. I know who she is. I know who Jinx is. I know most of the rest of the cast. It's just, you know, I'm a bit, I think, and this is part of, for me, at least in terms of hype dying down, it's like, okay, but where's my boy Garen? Where's Catalina? The cool like chick with the knife. Aurelia. Like, come on. We have Akali, you know, part of the KDA girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like there's a lot of characters. I think
that's kind of the problem. Cause so those are wondering like, okay, so I get that, you know, they're missing some characters. So what's the big deal? They announced only 10 characters. Was it 8 or 10?
I think it's 10. Cause I'm trying to think off of my brain. So it's Braun, Darius, Ari, Echo, Jinx. What's her name? Ilioli,
mm-hmm.
Ilioli,
Buff Lady.
Yeah, Vi.
Yasuo.
And, yeah, that's 8.
What about Echo?
I just said Echo.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, so that's 8. Echo. I think that's 8 characters, I think, at launch.
Yeah.
Or at least at the start of the beta, which, as far as I'm aware, they are saying that once they hit beta, like, the game's not going offline. It's not going to pull a multiverse.
Oh, God.
Multiverses or anything. It's going to stay online.
That was one of the things that really put the nail to the coffin for that game.
Well, yeah, I think it was the start. But anyways... it's gonna stay online. I'm assuming that once their beta phase is over, they'll fully transition to actual
mm-hmm.
full release. Everything is on the table. But yeah, for a tag team fighter with two characters.
Yeah, so you get to play two characters. Either you yourself play two characters, or you and your friend play a character each.
Yes, which is the setup we had.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, that's always kind of interesting. Because if I recall correctly, in order for the other player to tag in, the first player has to sort of like, you as the second player can tag yourself to assist, and then the front player,
mm-hmm.
like the point player, right,
yeah.
the guy who's still playing an actual controlling character, can press the tag button to tag you in.
Mm-hmm.
And it took us a bit to figure that out.
Because I was so used to playing it like by myself.
Yeah,
because like,
you were just trying to press the tag button, and it's like, why is it not doing anything? And I was like, what if I press it? And I come out, I'm like, oh, okay, that's interesting.
They're like, oh, right, that's how that works.
Yeah, they gave us the pamphlet that gives you the character move list and, like, the actual button layouts and all that stuff. And I'm not going to lie, we did not read through it.
Well, that's because we were like, oh, we already know.
Yeah, because
we
have played the closed beta test or alpha, closed alpha test. Before, but again, that's because we played those games on our own, basically.
Yeah, because we wanted to feel it by ourselves.
Because that's kind of what I assume how most future 2XKO tournaments are probably gonna be run.
Yeah,
I mean, it would be interesting to see them like do like a team based like tournament format of like 2v2s, which it's funny because Multiverses did that too. It was a game that was very focused on a 2v2 format. Anyways, I mean, not to say that the gameplay is fine. I think playing Vi herself was actually kind of fun for me.
Yeah.
Because I picked her mainly because I was like, this is a new character. I haven't really played her. I kind of want to see how she does. I know she's a punchy character, you know, rush
mm-hmm.
down. But she felt fun.
I was playing Braun, but like I was so used to the way that it is on stick that I kind of felt weirded out by it. And I was like, oh, wait, I can't do it this way. I gotta do it this other way. And I'm just like, oh, wow, I'm getting my ass kicked.
Yeah, there was no sympathy from the other side, but, you know, I mean,
I expect no sympathy from the other side.
but, yeah, no, it was felt all right, you know. But I think...
I didn't cry like a little bitch. I was like, oh, okay, I know where I'm going.
Yeah, right into the ground.
Yeah.
But yeah, just to come back to what we were talking about earlier about like a bit of the hype dying down, is just sort of, yeah, just looking at the character roster, there is sort of a lack of like some of the more interesting characters in League. Like you got Thresh, who's like a skeleton guy with a hook, like a scythe and a hook thing.
Yeah.
Which is always like, he's fun to play.
Well that's the thing, right? Like, I don't know, not to mean to interrupt you, but like the thing about attack fighters, you tend to have like a big number of characters for a multitude of combinations. But starting off with 10 feels a little lackluster, especially considering how long this game has been in development.
Yeah, because if you haven't known, like, 2XKO started off as Project L, and that was announced back in, gosh, 2017,
2018? Yeah, something like that.
Like, it was being worked on, or at least it was announced, and then we didn't get, like, actual footage of it until, like, 2019, 2020,
mm-hmm.
I think. And then, obviously, you know, it's been cooking, but, you know, I think at the same time, like I said earlier, like, there's so many other interesting League of Legends characters out there. I mean, hell, I mean, granted, I don't think Teemo, like, you know, like, the little rat thing or whatever, I don't think you know, like, I'm just talking, like, a foreign language to you right now.
Well, I think I know, because, like, I've seen people wearing that hat, right?
Yeah, the hat, yeah, it's the Teemo hat, yeah. You know, there's a lot of characters in League of Legends that are, like, these characters look cool, but I think at this, partially, I'm like, you know, it's like, I'm guessing they just wanted to keep it mostly to the humanoid-looking characters, just to have a consistent, like, size difference. Because, I mean, like, I know, like, Cho'Gath's probably one of my favorites. He's just the giant, like, bug alien creature thing who, like, his ult in the game is to eat somebody, and if he actually kills them with that, he gets bigger. Like, he can get, like, Godzilla size, kind of, in the game.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's why I like him. So, obviously, I don't think this weird, like, bug praying mantis.
Which is, like, I get why it could take a while for characters, because you have a... Because how long has League of Legends been out?
League of Legends has been out since, I want to say, 2012.
Yeah, and we are, like, way past a decade now with that.
Yeah. So, I mean, granted, there are, like, a lot of characters that there probably aren't, like, favorites to get into this game.
No.
But... I mean, my thing is, too, is, like, I'm pretty sure, like, a character I mentioned earlier, Catalina, she's, like, this pirate chick or whatever, with, like, knives and stuff.
Yeah.
She was in, like, pre-alpha footage of the game. I remember seeing her in that stuff, but she's not in this version of the game.
She's probably the next character to be announced.
Maybe, but the fact that you have her, like, that character baking in a while, and just not having her being part of this launch, or this beta launch roster, is just kind of weird to me. Like, I don't know what happened.
Like, this is where I understand that like, they need to go through a catalog of characters that would make sense with the game, and then also, like, would allow it to still capture that, what that character is. Because, like, I've never played League, but let me ask you, is the way some of these characters act the same, what you expect for League?
Yeah. I mean, Echo has those rewind abilities. He does that in the game. Ahri has, like, her, like, little balls and mystic balls or whatever,
mm-hmm.
spells. I don't know if she does, like, any of the charm stuff, which is, like, she charms an enemy and has them, like, confused and walks towards her to allow her to stick around. And Darius has that scythe thing, like, his little axe scythe thing, pulls enemies in, does the same thing here in 2XKO.
Mm.
But, yeah, no, there's a fair amount of characters that do accurately sort of portray that, and I guess that makes sense of why some characters like I said earlier, like Thresh, probably aren't in the game. I mean, because I guess he has his function being used up by Darius, but at the same time, I don't know, it's just kind of like, it adds more variety,
mm-hmm.
and I think that was always kind of a cool thing in terms of fighting games. It's like, you can have all these different types of characters that all do various different things, so it's kind of a bit suckish that, like, for the most part, the cast for this game is just very, like, generic.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, I'm still hyped for the game in a way, but I'm not as hyped as I used to be. But that's probably the best word for it. It feels kind of generic. And again, I think you're kind of limiting yourself by having what kind of characters would make sense for a fighting game. Because if you include, like, almost every one of them, that you have to, like, include some of the aspects, or even take away things that make them unique. Like the character you just talked about, the one that gets Godzilla size after eating a character.
Yeah.
There's, like, no way that could work in a fighting game.
No.
You could, but then, like, at some point it's like, okay, but then you have to work around some stuff that makes it, you know, makes them that big. You know, you're taking away an aspect of the character that people really like.
Yeah, and I get that. But yeah, anyways.
It's still a fun game. It's just, man, it just feels like it's lacking something. By the way, like, you might have seen it in social media, like, the lines for Tokon versus the lines for this, that's not true. Yeah, but that's not true. Like there are lines. There's just like, just one happened to have more lines because it's newer.
Yeah. That's classic internet. You know, creating dishonesty stuff. But,
yeah.
You know, it feeds into the narrative, right? Of like how people are feeling about 2XK. But
yeah.
Anyways,
do you want to talk about Unversible Versus?
Yeah. Which I gotta say, that was a. I won't lie, because. I think when Invincible Versus got announced, I was like very kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, I know what Invincible is. I understand the hype for it, you know, like it seems like a very interesting story. But you know, I haven't watched the show. Like, I don't really.
I have, and I've read the comics, obviously.
Yeah. And I, you know, it's like, eh, sure, whatever. It's just whatever. It's I guess Amazon has some money to spare. They'll hire a game studio to make them a game or whatever. Yeah, but it is a 3v3 tag fighting game. And from what we played, I was honestly genuinely surprised at how
that one feels more akin to what I would expect for a 3v3 tag fighter.
Yeah, like there wasn't a big cast for you to select at the demo, but for what it's worth, it did feel very good.
Yeah, so what you had was, for those of you who are wondering, we had Mark, Invincible, Adam Eve, Rexplode, Bulletproof, one of the Viltrumite ladies.
The lady with, she had like a knife in her hair.
Yes, I forget her name, but she is very important. She's not that important, but like she is one of those like side characters that's very recognizable. And then we had my boy, best boy, Battle Beast.
By the way, they did a thing where whoever won the set or whatever got a free comic book.
So we made sure to go against each other, so that whoever wins, we get a comic book.
Well, yeah, we usually paired up whenever it came to this stuff.
That's
anyway.
What they always ask, like, are you with someone already? Like, yeah, I'm with this guy.
Yeah, yeah, it's their way of, like, making sure that everybody has a partner to play against, right?
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, yeah, we did, like, what, 3 rounds of it?
Yeah.
And yeah, it felt good. I think that first game took us a bit of just trying to figure out like what to do because I know like the lady there was like, "Do you want to explain the controls?" I'm like, "Yeah, we'll figure it out."
Yeah, it's the fun part of it.
Yeah, it's like, "Yeah, mash the buttons. We'll figure it out."
Yeah, that's how we always do.
Yeah, but you know, those second and third rounds, like they actually felt, you know, very good. You know? It has a similar thing of like one button specials, but they did announce, I think.
Literally, we're at
the next day of like, oh, by the way, we are adding motion inputs into the game for people who like that. Which, you know, it's always nice. I personally am always just like have both, you know.
Yeah.
Like Granblue does that. It has both motion inputs and symbol inputs. Obviously, Street Fighter has its modern controls versus the classic controls. I think it's always nice to have the option there.
Yeah.
Personally, but yeah, it's you know, it was a fun game. I literally, like, I didn't even think to myself, like, that it would get very bloody. And, like, because you could straight up, like, dismember people in this game when you finish them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow, all right. We're going Mortal Kombat style here. Because I think you did a special to kill my character. And, like, my character just, like, torso exploded and then their limbs flew out.
Yeah.
Which is just like, wow, alright.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Literally the comics and the show is, so it doesn't surprise me that they had to make sure to keep that aspect of the game. But the gameplay feels nice and fluid. It's like you kind of, it's like, even if you don't know what you're doing, once you do it, you feel good, which is, I think, a thing you should have because not everyone's going to, like, go and compete at EVO. That's obvious. No one's going to want to, like, learn to do motion inputs or anything. They just want to, like, mash buttons and make cool things happen, and that's, like, what Invincible Versus is doing. And I like that about it. I also like that the controls are so good. I don't tend to play, like, I guess, simple inputs, because I'm just so used to, like, classical, where, you know, the motion inputs kind of stuff. But the way that one played, I'm like, yeah, I could see this working either way. And it, like, even, like, just doing, like, changing it to, like, motion inputs, I feel like you'll be fine still. It's a lot more fluid than it looks, I'll say that. Because some people are like, oh, the animation looks a little choppy. It's like, no, it plays really good.
Yeah, and I think they announced Omni-Man for the game, which, I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's fun that Omni Man gets to be in two fighting games where he blows people up.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, yeah, I definitely agree. It felt really nice. If anything, it kind of reminded me of, like, Power Rangers Battle for the Grid.
That's another good op. That's another good assessment, too.
Yeah, like, because that was also a tag-based fighting game with simple inputs or whatever.
Yeah.
That had, you know, Justin Wong and, like, some other FGC guys helping out in terms of playtesting that game.
Yeah.
But I, from what I understand, you had some people from who developed KI or worked
on it. Yeah, that's one of the reasons I was so excited about it, and I kind of knew it was going to be some good. Some of the people that were part of Double Helix were working on the game.
Yeah.
And that was Season 1 KI, and Season 1 KI was really fun, really good.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were, like, not into it, but it's because, like, it was under Xbox, so they're like, I don't know. But then people started playing, and they're like, oh, this is pretty good. Like, yeah, we've been telling you for years, like, this game was good. And, yeah, no, it's a game that I feel like, I think that's the game we had the least time with.
Definitely, I think, the least time with, but it was very intriguing, I would say. Like,
yeah.
Again, like, for someone like me who probably was, like, about the announcement of the game, getting to actually play it, I'm like, oh, you know,
see,
what? This has some legs. Like,
see, I feel like that was a lot of people, though, like, right? Because it's a 3v3 tag fighter. You're kind of expecting something more of the lines of something like Battle for the Grid, right? Where
uh-huh.
It's like, it's good, but it's not going to get that much of attention. It's kind of a niche one. But I feel like the fact that this game's coming out and it's, like, coming out to be really good says a lot. Because I feel like Battle for the Grid was a good game, but it didn't get the hype until, like, people found out it had Rollback.
Yeah, and I think them doing that collab with Street Fighter has also helped a little bit, I think.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
So, do you want to talk about Marvel Tokon?
Yeah.
The game that we spent, like, 2 hours twice to get in.
Yeah, in line. The first time I had to leave because I had a pool, like, 15 minutes before we got to play the game, and they were doing, like, 15-minute, like, timed intervals of, like, people playing the game. I was like, I can't miss my pool. I have to go. I was literally right there that first day. I was like, God damn it. But, yeah, Marvel Tokon Fighters was probably the most anticipated game, fighting game that's going to be coming out soon, next year, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
New Marvel fighting game.
4v4.
Yeah, 4v4. Although it's very interesting how they do the 4v4.
Yeah, because I remember I tweeted out, this is not Marvel's Capcom. This is no way plays like Marvel's Capcom. If you think this is going to be Marvel's Capcom, you're going to be in for an interesting ride. Hey, you.
But, yeah, because I believe, yeah, it's a 4v4 fighter, but you play one character, and each of the other three characters will come in as assist. Depending on the order you put them in, they'll have their own style of assist. Like, you have, like a projectile, which is, like, a vertical, not a horizontal assist. You have your, like, a vertical assist, usually, like, a DP or something. And then, like, the final assist is, like, a special one. Like, they have their own, like, unique assist that helps out in a certain way. First to three, you know, so it's a... You have to win three games to win a game, basically. We had, like, six characters to choose from at the demo. Even though you had freaking Ghost Rider and Spider-Man in the trailer, you couldn't play them. Probably the only disappointing thing about that demo. But, yeah, it was very interesting. I mean, obviously the game looks amazing visually.
Yeah.
Very,
like, anime comic book style.
Yeah, very much so, right?
Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't know where to start with that game. So, yeah, the lines were amazingly long, like, really long. And thankfully, by the second and third day, they kind of had it down to a science where everyone got a chance to go. You didn't have to wait too long, because I felt like when we were there the first day, it was like, oh, this is excruciating long.
Right.
And now it's like, oh, no, it's not too bad. And, like, every day was, like, a long line. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, when will, can we, I want to go back in, but I don't want to wait in line.
Yeah,
I want to do some other stuff.
Yeah, it's certainly a pain to go through all that, right?
Yeah, and once you get there, like, you have a selection of Captain America, Iron Man, Doctor Doom, Miss Marvel, Storm, and Star-Lord. But the presentation of the game is amazing, and the gameplay itself is so unique. So, when it was first announced, one of the things they said that you don't have to learn every character. And everyone was asking, like, wait, but it's a tag fighter, you kind of have to learn every character. Turns out, a lot of the characters have very similar input motions.
Yeah, they all have very similar move sets of, like, do this move, you know, do this move, right?
Yeah.
A lot of them to sort of share that move. I mean, I think every character has, like, the same, like, input for super as well. So, like, yeah, it's very much like you don't have to engage with tagging your other characters in because it's only one life bar as well.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. It's not, again, it's not like any other versus game where you switch a character in and, you know, they have their own separate life bars. You gotta deplete all the life bars or whatever, right, to win the round. Here it's very much, no, you only get one life bar between all the four characters, and it's really up to you on how to use it.
And you can tag, but you're gonna be able to tag the closest character. So if you send out, say you're playing Captain America, right? You send out Miss Marvel. You send out Star-Lord. If Star-Lord is the closest one, especially because he's the last person you sent out, that's the one you're tagging in.
Yeah.
And then you can do whatever you can with him. So, there's that. They also have, like, a cool, like, I would say Street Fighter V V-Shift mechanic.
Yeah, I forget what it's called, but
yeah.
You can, like, sort of dodge an attack to hit with a counter.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if it whiffs, then you're sort of wide open for another follow-up attack.
Do you have a combo breaker and a counter breaker kind of thing going on, too?
Yeah. I think it was like a crossover is what they call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very on brand.
Now, obviously, with the question of four characters, how, you know, tagging-wise, you only have access to two characters. Your main character and your first assist, you have to unlock the other two.
Yeah, and there's a very beginner's guide video that they released the day of.
Mm-hmm.
And hell, they were like sort of giving you QR codes like to watch the video and show you the move sets for all the characters while you're in line. And they're even playing it on, like, their little TV screens as you wait in line as well.
Mm-hmm.
To explain the mechanics and all that stuff. And pretty much, I believe it has a very sort of similar thing to Guilty Gear's, like, wall break system, where if you do a certain, move in a certain area,
mm-hmm.
you'll move on to, like, a different part of the stage, and that will unlock a character for you. And normally, losing rounds will also just get you a character as well.
Yeah.
So pretty much it's sort of kind of starts at a bit of a slow escalation of, like, it's you and one assist, right?
Yeah.
And then by, like, I guess final round, essentially, both players should have all assists unlocked, and that allows you to do some, you know, a lot of crazy shit.
It happened, got crazy, right? So I'll be honest.
Yeah, like, it felt pretty cool, especially since, like, it can also kind of snowball effect a little bit if one guy or one player starts to unlock their assists before the other one. It's kind of you get put into a very disadvantaged spot, right? Because it's like, I only have one assist compared to you who has, like, all your assists unlocked. This is going to, because I can only do one thing, basically.
Yeah.
To help me out. But yeah, no, it's, I mean, because if I recall correctly, I played with a team of Cap, Doctor Doom, Storm, and I think Iron Man? Yeah, Iron Man.
Yeah, my team was Cap, Miss Marvel, Star-Lord, and Doctor Doom.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously it felt pretty good. I mean, each character has their own unique action as well. Like, the move, the way, like, because it felt very, like, Grand Blue to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, in a further extent, also kind of like Blaze Blue, because you have the three buttons, light, heavy, and medium attack, with a special button, which allows you to do a unique action. I know for Captain America, he throws his shield, but he can also bounce it off of the things, like himself, like he can kick it back and stuff like that, which is kind of cool.
Love that.
I think for Doom, it was a like a reflecting shield. Like you can just place one that sort of like moves forward across the stream, depending on where you are, like even in the air. So you know, it's a kind of a neat little pressure tool. I don't remember everybody else's. I think Iron Man, you can shoot some missiles from wherever you are in the map.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
To be fair, we didn't have much to try out because one of the things about it is, like, we only have, like, 10 to 15 minutes to play.
Yeah, which is, you know, fair because it was long lines and, like, trying to, like, get all that in motion. Like, I think we were about to start one more match because you were like, is that it? Are we done? It's like, no, we get, like, 10 minutes or whatever.
No. I was like, okay, we don't have enough time for another one.
Yeah, but I think I remember being like, listen, we have time until they tell us we don't have time.
That's fair.
And then as soon as we launched into another match, it was like, all right, time's up. It's like, God damn it.
Oh. I told you.
Yeah, but no, it was fun. I'm very excited. Like, it's like, I mean, obviously you said it earlier, like, it's not like Marvel, as in referring to Marvel vs. Capcom, the other tag team Marvel fighting game, and very much so, and I think that was sort of it was the main concern I think a lot of people had when they announced this back at, I think, Summer Game Fest, right?
PlayStation.
The PlayStation State of Play.
Because it's a PlayStation exclusive.
Yes. People were just worried that, like, this would be the end of Capcom and Marvel working on games together for, like, Marvel's Capcom games, right? Because it's, like, it's the end of an era, you know.
NBC, yeah. I killed it.
Yeah, that sort of thing. But just seeing how this game is played and how it works out, like, it's very much like, oh, this is completely different. You could arguably see these two franchises, like, you know, being able to be in the same ecosystem because it's two very distinct games. I know they even said that they have like a 10-year plan for this game, for Tokkan Fighters.
Yeah.
Or it's not Tokkan Fighters. Marvel's Tokkan Fighting Souls.
Yeah.
Which is a long name. And I do kind of wonder what the hell the story would be. Because the game, I think when it loads into a game, it has the announcer from KOF 15. If you figure that out.
Yeah.
Going like, in the orange corner, it's Captain America with the Tokkan Fighters. In the blue corner, it's Iron Man with the Tokkan Warriors.
It's like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, it's like, you're putting these guys in an arena? What's, because that's the thing, maybe the one thing I'm interested in is like, what the hell the story is going to be? I mean, granted,
there probably isn't a story.
Yeah, because I mean, like, these fighting game stories are always kind of like the one fatal flaw of fighting game. It's like, nobody cares about the story mode.
Unless you're Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, unless you're Mortal Kombat, in which case they put a ton of effort into the story mode. But yeah, I'll say it right now, I'm excited for this game.
There is a closed beta coming out.
Yes, I believe so. It comes out, I want to say
September.
Yeah, because I think it's actually going to last like 2 days before. I think it ends 2 days before the closed beta for 2XKO, which is very funny.
Yeah. Think about it. I will say, I don't see a Marvel's Capcom happening anytime soon, though.
I would agree to that. I don't think,
because a lot of people were like, oh, then Marvel's Capcom's coming soon, then. I was like, no. I've known people who would be like, no, this is gonna be the one replacing, say, Fighters as the 3v2 set. No. Marvel does not want two competing games at the same time.
True, but it would be funny.
It would be funny.
I mean, there was that leak. There was a leak a while ago about this game or something to the effect of a Marvel fighting game. And everybody assumed it was a Marvel versus Capcom game, but I believe it was this game that came out instead.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who knows if that even happens at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's partially because when even you think about it, like, Capcom hasn't really done any sort of, like, multiple fighting games coming out at the same time, like what happened back in the early 2010s, right? You had Street Fighter, 4 came out in 2009, and then, like, you know, your arcade or championship editions or whatever. But then you had, within the span of, like, a year, Marvel 3 came out, and then after that in 2011 was,
Cross Tekken.
Yeah, Cross Tekken. You know? So, like, it has been able to be done before with, Marvel. You know, I mean, heck, just saying it, MVCI came out in 2017, which is, like, what, year and a half, 2 years after, launch of Street Fighter V, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's, they have the resources to, you know, make another fighting game on the side, but I think Capcom is very much in, like, we want to focus all of our fighting game effort into Street Fighter VI.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hell, people are constantly, wanting costumes and stuff and other stuff. Right? I mean, the swimsuit costumes just came out now, and that's probably making you a bunch of bank.
Yeah.
So there isn't really a reason for, Capcom to go in and be like, we're making another Marvel game, especially since people are wondering if there's a rumored CVS3, right? Like, what takes priority there, right?
Mm. No, yeah, it's that, and like for me, it's like, if you're a company that's doing all this, there's no way you're gonna be like releasing two competing projects at the same time.
It's gonna just kind of cannibalize each other, right?
Yeah. Because, like, I've known people are like, well, you know, this is going to be for this kind of demographic, this is going to be for this. I'm like, no. You're thinking about specifics. You guys also have to think about the broader term, because you're a part of a community that knows the difference. We also got to think about a community that does not know the difference.
Right.
That being, like, people who just see fighting games as fighting games. Like, there's no, this is like, oh, yeah, it's like a Mortal Kombat Street Fighter. Like, I've known people who are like, who make the joke, like, or not make the joke, or, like, confuse MK with Street Fighter. It happens, guys, it happens. I know it sounds dumb and, you know, stuff, but it happens, because not everyone is a gamer.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's been people that are, like, buy their kids the new Call of Duty, but it turns out it's Battlefield, or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, something like that, right?
It's just a shooting game, right, son? No, Dad, no. No, you just, no.
But, I mean, I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, I highly recommend all those games, especially when they come out. If they ever do a beta, go for it. It's a really fun game, and then let yourself decide on whichever you want. Personally, I'm definitely going to get most of these games, personally, because I think some of them are going to be free to play.
Well, 2XKO is free to play. I know
that for a fact.
Making money off of all those RE skins. But yeah, I mean, it's a very interesting time to be a fighting game fan.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know where we ended, but but you know, it's we had a lot of fun at Evo playing these new games. It's gonna be cool to see where we go. I'm very much excited to see what the cast for Tokkan Fighting Souls is gonna be.
Yeah.
Right. Like, obviously, you have already pretty solid roster already. I'm hoping to see, I assume we're gonna get, like, a Deadpool in there, Wolverine, just, like, maybe some more obscure characters. Like, Marvel Rivals has put some of the characters back on the map. Like, I think adding, somebody like Magic in the roster would be pretty cool. But yeah, I think that's about, all I got, so.
Yeah, that's about all I got, too. If you guys enjoyed what you heard, be sure to follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We're most likely on Instagram, where you find that link to use all the podcasts we're officially part of, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, all the like, and we find a link to the YouTube for all you other listeners out there who want to put a face to the voice, and a Patreon for any form of support. And yeah, fighting games are awesome. That's all I got to say. It's me, your boy, Eli.
Be Joe.
You guys have a good one. Peace.